School Board candidate Ed Lausma says he's a good fit for the Park City School Board because he's what he calls the differential. The fact that he hasn't been on the PTOs and at school board meetings is one good reason you should vote for him. Lausma says it gives him a fresh perspective. He works for a defense contractor and is a colonel in the Marine Corps Reserves.
I'm probably the only one who I think who has a full-time job, and I think that actually provides a benefit to me. I do work with multi-million dollar budgets on a regular basis, something similar to the school board. I mentioned I believe I have leadership experience of collaborative type, both with my job as a program manager and with defense contracts, but also with the Marine Corps. Haven't been living in the PTOs. I haven't been living in the school boards. Certainly haven't been a teacher, but I'm well educated. Education is what I believe in. It's the fundamental of what my family's about, and hopefully I can bring my influences on my family and the way we feel about education to the Park City School District.
With a full-time job and five children, Lausma says he can still fit the work of the school board into his schedule.
Then I'm a pretty busy person. I'm kind of like you. I get up at 5 and get home at 6, and then I still do stuff. So,
but board meetings do require morning work sessions.
That's absolutely right. And before I did it, I actually cleared that with my employer to make sure Tuesdays were free or other days are free too. And I'm open on Fridays so I can either make up work or actually do board work on my Fridays too.
KPCW asked Lausma about a proposed legislative change that would disallow certain tax exemptions for some so that those with large families would have to pay their share per child for education.
I think it's a great idea. I don't think there's any chance it's going to pass. If I had to bet on this one, you'll never see it pass. But that's for Utah as a whole, and they certainly have a spending per pupil average that is absolutely terrible. So if they have to bring up their funding and that's the way to do it, I think it's a great example. And I have five kids. I'd be certainly more than happy to contribute in that sense.
When asked about the school district's budget and a probable new tax increase, he says he's supportive. He does say that with per pupil funding in Utah being so low, if raising taxes will help up the game, it's worth it.
Park City School District is still about 10% below the national average in funding its per pupil. Quite frankly, I wouldn't say I'm in favor of raising the taxes. That's up to my district and the people I talk to in general realize that we don't fund that well. So if we have to raise taxes, I think there's a way to, for lack of a better term, paint a picture of why it's necessary. And quite frankly, the education foundation is what our community is built on. So I don't think that too many people would argue that trying to catch up with just the national average would be too great a feat for Park City.
In terms of teachers, Lausma feels you have to pay them well to attract talent.
If we want to pay our teachers top-rated pay, we should compare them to the school districts that are the top and maybe give them a cost of living adjustment that matches the community.
Although he previously said he would vote against the proposed $5 million building that has created so much stir in the community, Lausma says he sees how it could be used to fulfill district needs.
With the building as it is now, it's a sunk cost. The $5 million building is coming. People want to call it the PCAPS building. You can call it whatever you want, but it is space that can be used. The current district office, it's a building that is in, I don't know if disrepair is the best thing to say. It looks nice, but apparently the foundation is not too secure. I could see using it for that in the future. It is a $5 million building, but I think if you use creative measures, you can make the best of that space.
That's Ed Lausma, candidate for school board seat, District 5. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.